Everything. Today is packet 14. Before we begin, I'd like to wish a mazel tov to Effie Zlatnik, who's getting married this coming week. Bez Hashem, b'shah tov u'muslachas. Today would be his last day in Shir now, so we'd like to wish him well. Shiminta, umazalta, yehelon. Alachal Yisrael, shiminta, umazalta. Of Mazel Tov Yehelanu Olecha Yisrael Simen Tov Mazel Tov Simen Tov Mazel Tov Yehelanu Olecha Yisrael Simen Tov Mazel Tov, Yehelanu. Alechal Yisrael, Simen Tov. Mazel Tov, Simen Tov. Mazel Tov, Yehelanu. Okay, before we begin today's shiur, last night I was at a chasana, it's Novak, and I was sitting in the table with Rabbi Sauer, so I figured I would discuss the L.A. Erev with him, because I know he was involved with the Erev in L.A., so I wanted to get a little bit about the history of the L.A. Erev, and it's, you know, related to things we discussed in the past. So he said, you know, the original L.A. Erev was under the hechsher of Harav Menashe Klein, the Ungvar Rav of Barapak, and he sent Rav Gavriel Tziner, the Baal Nite Gavriel, to make an Erev of Tzura Tzapesach in the L.A. area, you know, most probably relying on the heterim that he had by Brooklyn, that it's not mufulash, it's this, it's that, you know, whatever the standard heterim are in the big cities, applying it to L.A. as well. So, but then that Erev, I don't know, there was problems, maybe the upkeep or whatever it is, and then they saw that there was nothing left of that Erev of Hechsher. So they decided to make another Erev. So they called in Rabbi Heinemann from Baltimore to make the new Erev in L.A. So all of a sudden, while he's mapping out the new Erev, he discovered that there are mechitzas around L.A., which they didn't know about. He discovered three mechitzas. So therefore, there's so much that L.A. has three mechitzas. Parenthetically, I'd just like to make an editorial comment. You know, it's so interesting, you know, the whole concept, you have to be roa atzma b'tocha mechitzas, and here there are mechitzas that no one knew around until this rabbi from Baltimore happened to, you know, scout out the place, and he discovered these long-lost mechitzas. No, they were there by the train fences, by the train or something like that. Not seawall. Yeah, I mean, who's going to look to see, you know, by the train, by the perimeter of the city to look? It was never, you know. So, Stam, to me, that's interesting, you know. Again, putting into all the permutations of the sheer bays of Roatzma B'tocha Mechitzis, that's an interesting idea. So then I asked Rabbi Sauer, so what's the difference between L.A. and Manhattan? Figured that would be a... So he said, well, see, they had a concern about that, so that they called Reb David Feinstein, Reb Reuven Feinstein. They called these people up, and they said that it's different. It's not the same, metropolis as maybe based on the fig, the population of Manhattan. But it's interesting because, you see, they did that because they didn't want to be going against Rav Moshe. So they had a... But on the other hand, their main heter was the mechitzas, which not one necessarily Rav David's heter, because or else then the Manhattan, they would say, is a carmelist also, which they don't. So it's like they were using Rabbi Heinemann's mechitzas with Rav Moshe's gedarim of what's called makom that you shouldn't use. It could be them, because then, whatever. Because l'chora, the same mechitzas could be that they're in L.A. or might be in Brooklyn also, might be in all these places, Toronto. Everyone, it's interesting how everyone's digging up, Toronto they found mechitzas, and L.A. they found mechitzas. And they say they're mechitzas in Brooklyn too, Brooklyn... Whatever, it was just interesting. So that was what we were talking about the mechitzas. So just in Yonim that we've been talking about. Oh, so today I'd like to talk about a very important topic. But today I also have a new ha'ara to make, which I saw quoted in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, and Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library gave me a mahalach with this, and it has to do with Rabbi Moshe's chiddush. The Rabbi Moshe didn't like the Chazon Ish. So why didn't he like the Chazon Ish? So the way it appears in Chelek Hei, Siman Chof Ches, the reason why he didn't like the Chazon Ish is because the Chazon Ish is saying that the buildings are an omed, and between the buildings, from this side of Amsterdam to the other side of Amsterdam, is parrot. So you have omed merubal parrots, and that pitch yes master is only drabun. It's okay. So Rav Moshe says that's not called parrots. That's worse than parrots, because that's made for people to go through. So it's made for people to go through, then that's worse than parrots. So Moshe Tuchman asked me a kasha. Then what's pshat in the Gemara in Yerushalayim? Gemara in Yerushalayim has what? Has a discussion whether Yerushalayim needed losses nenolos or didn't. And that's dependent upon whether Osi Rabim Vadli or law, Osi Rabim Vadli. So Frek from Moshe Tuchman, but the Shari Yerushalayim also made for people to go through. So how come it's totally in that machlokus? You should say kuli amalo pligi that dosi rabim mevatle mechitzta biki haygavta. And the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says only if you hold osi rabim, then it's a problem. You need nolos. If you hold lo osi rabim, you don't need nolos. So that was his kasha. So today I this is going to take place in an hour from now probably. I'm just whetting your appetite. That assuming the shiur will end at 2:30. So I discovered for the first time that this chiddush of Rav Moshe was said way before by someone else, and it was dealt with, and Moshe Shapiro has a mahalach to forever. So, but it's all going to be tolei in the discussion we're going to have today. So the ikir discussion, the two parts to today's shiur. One part of today's shiur is to discuss what is the concept of water. Meaning, I remember the old days, Dr. Lamb used to say, Manhattan is an island. So avada, it's a reshus hayachid. Manhattan is an island. An island is surrounded by water. So avada, Manhattan is a reshus hayachid. That's what he would say. So the question is, is there any validity to that statement? Meaning, is there any concept that a water is a mechitza? Or is it not that water is a mechitza? Is that by water, there's usually a drop. And the drop, and the telamislakin is the mechitza, not the water? Or is there anything special about water itself being a mechitza of sorts, or some type of tikkun of sorts, even if the water would not be on a tel hamaslakin, mitzad the water ba'atzmo. Okay? Well, that's what we are going to try to tackle. And in addition, once we talk about water, we have to speak about bridges, because bridges go over the water. And what is the status of bridges? So neither of these things are pashut. So state, you know, buckle your seat belts, and let's try to go through.
The Gemara said that if you think water can be a mechitza in the whole world, it should be up and Gemara down.
Right. So why did the Gemara reject it? So either the Gemara rejected it because it's too big, you don't know, it's asmo b'tocha mechitzas, or rejected because it's mechitza b'day shamayim, right? And also Rabban Bavatli. But it didn't say that the water can't be mechitzas, or the cliff can't be mechitzas, for side reasons. But if these side reasons don't apply, then in a chanami, it should be. So if the pshat in the Gemara was mitzad, that the whole world should be a Rishos Yachim mitzad, the Tel HaMaslakeit, so then there's nothing. But it's not muchach 100% to say that in the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara meant mitzad the mayim. So we'll see what the story is about this. And this is very important, also Lagabe, the Manhattan Eruv. Because the Manhattan Eruv, we say every other day, this is the seawalls around Manhattan. The only problem with the seawall around Manhattan is that it doesn't cover the whole Manhattan. Most of it does. I told you, I was on the trip. I went on the boat with Dean Schmidman and Harav Adam Mintz one Sunday morning, many years ago. We took this boat ride. So I saw the mechitzas, but not the parts that they don't have mechitzas, plus the piers. The piers. Because the piers is what? It's like a gag habolet. It hucks up the gurasik of the, you know, so you have piers also. So the piers are pirtzes. But certainly it's omed berubala parts. And the pirtzes, yes and yes, sir. Okay, so it could be the rabbanon. But the maisa, you have to fix up the derabanan too. So is there any concept that if it's parutz layam, then you don't even have to fix it up, or not? And that's what we're going to try to tackle today. So the Gemara says, on Ches Amar Aleph, the Amar Ravin Bar Rav Ado, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Masa b'movoy echad, shetzido echad kolo layam, v'tzido echad kolo la'ashpa. Now, what is the case? The case is like this. You have a mavoi sasum, three walls. So one wall is closed, the other wall is open to the Rishus HaRabim. And then on the sides of the walls, on the two long sides, there are pirtzes. So one pirtza opens up to the ashpa, and one pirtza opens up to the yam. So there's still pirtzes, right? There can be pirtzes of eser, yeser, meyeser, etc. So what's the story? Ba masa lifnei Rebbe, lo omar ba lo heter velo iser. Iser lo omar ba de hakaimi mechitzes. He didn't say an iser because most of the mechitzas was still there. And hetelo omar bach hashin and shemeti notel ashpa v'yalla hayom sirton. That we may be afraid that the ashpa, in other words, the ashpa maybe is a mechitza. You have enough ashpa, you have a good mechitza. But maybe we should be choshish that one day they're going to clear away the ashpa. So hashin and shemeti notel ashpa, or Shema Yalla HaYam Sirton, that maybe the Yam is going to recede, and the water is going to go further back, and there's going to be sand on this. In other words, there's going to be a beach. Maybe, in other words, what once was the Yam, now will be beach, and the Yam will be receding further back. Well, we're not talking about a beach. With beach just means a beach sand, not a beach where 6 million people traverse. Okay, so this is the Gemara. So that's a question, and then the Gemara asks the question: is that really true? Are you supposed to be choshesh that the ashpa is going to be nital? Do you have to be choshesh shemayale hayam sirton or not? And then it's a machlokas haposkim, mechaber ramah, how we paskin on, you know, the ashpa. We usually don't. That's not so much our concern, the ashpa, but the yam. That's a machlokas haposkim, whether we are chashin and shemayale hayam sirton or not. So the question is like this: what is the yam accomplishing? What is the yam accomplishing? So it's open to the yam. Oh. So the Rambam, page 2. Mova shitzidu echa kolo yam, shitzidu echa kolo ashpo. Ein tzorech klum. Shal ashpo shal rabbi mein asu ilus panos. So the Rambam paskins, it's all good. Because the ashpa, the public garbage, is not going to be removed. And Rambam paskins, v'ein choshishim shema yala hayam sirto. We're not afraid that the water is going to recede. So alts is good. So the question is, what's the heter? So the ashpa, maybe you can tie in as a, could be like a mechitza. But what's the heter of the yam? So the Magen Mishnah has a comment. On the fourth line. In the middle of the line. So you call him Mitzarecha Liyam, Visham Ein Lochush Lefish Ein Hayam Bas Tiltol Im Hamovoy. So the Pashup Shat in the Magid Mishnah means that if you have a yam that the side of the Mavoy is Nifrat to Yam, so normally what are we afraid when you have a Mavoy that's Nifrat? We're afraid that if you don't make a tikkun there, if you're going to carry in the Mavoy, you're going to come carry outside the Mavoy as well. Right? You'll overstep your bounds. But if there's a clear, so therefore we use a lechi, we use a korah, we use dimark, you know, tzuras ha-pesach. But if the thing surrounding the mavoi is totally different in nature, meaning it goes from dry land to ocean, so then the demarcation is clear. You don't, there's no chashash that you're going to overstep your bound because this is yam and this is yabasha. So memela, that itself serves as a tikkun. So that's the Magid Mishnah's prat in this gemara.
Yeah.
Say. Right.
But here, it's saying it's not shy of an error, so the walk's
going to fall. Okay, you want to say it that way, you can say it that way. But in other words, the yam accomplishes what these other type of simonim will accomplish. Either you want to say because you're not going to, or you say, you're right, the words, your way might be more accurate in the, but it's the same type of yisod. Okay, so give me time to explain. Now, who made this famous is the Marit. The Shud Marit made this famous. This idea famous on page 3. Says the Marit, Yesh mokum iyun bi'ir hazos shi prutza liyam b'miktsas mekomos yoser al eser amos. The Yam Karmelasu, right? In other words, you have a city that's surrounded with a wall, but there's pierces in it. And so he says, so what do you do? B'chor Yam is a Carmelist, so it's Nifras L'makom Osir. So what do you do? So what he does is he quotes the Rambam, and he quotes the Magid Mishnah with the Rambam, and that's what he says, that if you assume like that, that Gemara about Tzidu Echad Kol Al Ashba V'Tzidu Echad Kol Al Yam. So just like it was mutter in the case in the Gemara, in that case, so Hu Adinami, it should be mutter over here as well. And so he concludes the Marit on page 4. Take a look at the first arrow in the middle of the line on page 4. The kevan de ein hayam bas tiltel im hamavoy have ye hekeru tuva tfei mikora kevan de mignaya al yada. This is even better. The yam is a migna. It's a better. Gemara had a havamina. It should. We're not even have a mina. Gemara says that maybe for Megillah reasons it can be treated like a Yer Mukhav Choma. So certainly it has a Heker aspect to it, maybe even a Mechitza aspect to it. So he says in the next arrow, Bezen Asano Venasano Lefonai Maisa, Bitochad Verm Niskarti Maisa Bitveria, Sherechova Psucha Liyam. In other words, there was an opening in Tveria to the Yam. Even though it was a pirtza, more than mea amma, everyone was fine with metaltel in Tveria. So the miastim of the old Manhattan Erev always would quote this Marit to say that, okay, Manhattan has walls, but we agree that there might be pierces in the walls. But so what? We have the Marit to be somech on based on the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah with the Gemara, that if it's Nifratz Liyam, it's not a problem. And this Marit is quoted by the Chidushei Harim on page 5. Chidushei Harim says, Tvar Tiltul Bireinu Al Smach Mechitzas Havaisel, that was a river. Lama Rum Alosu Mechapes Hacher Chumers. Why are you looking? He's saying to his friend Rav Wolf, who was the grandson of the Gaon of Bezna Varsha. He said, Rav Wolf, it seems to me that you're looking for Chumers. Why are you looking for Chumers? Bedover Shehe'id Marit Shanogu Heter Al Piz Kanim. If the Marit said that the people were no Heter, al piz kanim, so why, my dear friend Rabbi Wolf, are you looking for chumers? So, v'acharav k'nesas l'ulam midov hagon hachosid dvar Shmuel v'shibech harbe hamatirim k'bemes ulorim michshol, etc. So that's this Heter of the Marit. And this Marit is quoted in the Magen Avraham. It's quoted in the Magen Avraham. On page 7. People will bother, why does the Magen Avraham speak about Constantina? When the Marit was speaking about Tveria, Constantinople. Okay, whatever, wherever it was. Doesn't really matter if it was in Tveria or Constantinople. Constantina al pi shabrutzim kama makomos yosem miyud kesosim domi. That's the rit, marit, etc. And we was chadush erim. Yeah, what? It's the chidush erim. same person, a good friend, the Chiddush Erim, and we all, you know. No, the Chiddush Erim is not quoted by the Magen Avraham. The Maharit is quoted by the Magen Avraham. The Chiddush Erim uses this Maharit to tell that rabbi that he should chill out a little bit and be maker. Okay. Now, so Rav Schechter always... Well, what are we talking about? The streets are all considered like...
We're not like the Ramah yesterday.
Right, but the Marit, so the same thing would apply to the Marit's city, and yet he was still Mekel.
That's what I'm asking. I'm saying if it's all based on the hectares, that's...
Right, okay. But you're saying that maybe you could all... Just like we saw yesterday, that there were more chumras by a chotzer, and... Okay. In a chanami, maybe you shouldn't have a right to apply, but the Marid already applied it. Yeah, right. Okay, so Rav Schechter has two pshat. The way I always recalled Rav Schechter saying it over is that they want to rely on the Marid, but the Marid says like a hecker, so of course it only works Baruch Revius. Just like a Mavoy and Lechi only work Baruch Revius. But Lachor, if you look inside in the Marit, you'll see that he's quoting the case of Sido Echad Kol Liam and Sido Echad Kol Lashpa, which is not Ruach Revis. So he's clearly not speaking about only Ruach Revis. So Lachor, that Ha'ara I came to me in the summer of 1992, this Ha'ara of that Lachor the Marit is not only talking about the Ruach Revius. So Rav Schechter, in his article, entertains another possibility in the Marit, which I thought was the more pashtus in the Marit. Take a look. He quotes it in the Sefer on page 10, in the Eretz HaTzvi. He quotes the Magen Avraham. He quotes the Marit. Then he likes to point out that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote this Magen Avraham. Okay. So maybe whatever. Okay. So then he writes in the fourth column, second paragraph, Lefisa Nira Pashut, the Chol Hakula Lo Shaycha El Baruch Revius. But to me, the Pashtus is that it's not only Baruch Revius, because the whole Mokar is from that Magen Mishnah. In the case of the Rambam, so I don't think it's only Baruch Revius. So then on page 11, I don't know if it was only. It could be there were more. I don't know, but the in other words, the Yisod L'chora is learned out from the Magen Mishnah, is not a din only Baruch Revius. So to say that they were wrong in Manhattan for using the. For the Marit, because the Marit is only talking about Ruach Revius, I thought that maybe not so pashut, that he was only talking about Ruach. So Rav Schechter entertains on page 11 that there could be another pshat in the Marit. I mean, anyway, Rav Schechter holds that if you want to rely on the Marit, maybe for one Shabbos, the Erev is down, you want to rely on the Marit. But to keep it like that for 40 years, in other words, okay, but I don't know if that was the Marit's attitude to the Marit's kula. So then the other thing he says, which I thought is the Pashatrat, is on page 11, first column. Achakati yesh mokam liyashiv das marit lo mardafu mode l'chol advim shamarin. He says, but what? He says like this, that basically he says that once you have omed on the second column, he says, once you have omed merubal aparetz, which they had in Tveria and Constantinople, and it's only a question of pirtzes, yes or meyeser. So, and here in Tveria was meya. So a pirtze yes or meyeser, which normally needs a tzuras haPesach, this could, and a tzuras haPesach is a type of stima of sorts. So the Marit is understanding that the yam also could serve in that capacity, even not on the Ruach, even not on the Ruach Revius. Because once you have your Omen Ruach Balaparit, so you have a Shem Mechitza, so now you need a Tikkun Ba'alma, so Kishem that the Tzuras HaPesach is a Tikkun, Hu Adinami, the Yam is a Tikkun. Wow. No, Pashtus is Tzido HaKali, the Yam means you have those two walls. There's a Mavi Sosum going to the Rishus HaRabim, and now on the sides, there was a Pirtza that opened up into the Yam. The stomach, it's not that the whole wall fell off, probably it'll flood the Mavi or something, I don't know, but, well, not necessarily, but, yeah, I don't know about the top. No, it could be not. It could be. Right. So the question is, but if you're assuming that the Yam is not a mechitza, so l'chor you need, in other words, you need a mechitza. So if you have open Ruach Balaparitz, so chot you have a mechitza. Now you have a problem with the pirtza. So you need some type of tikkun, some type of. Maybe it wouldn't work if it's a din d'oraisa. Maybe this would
That's
work better. Maybe yes. I mean, it could be.
Everybody says d'oraisa.
It would be. Obviously, it would work in nicer if it would be d'rabbanan.
Yeah, because you're employing d'oraisa pesach.
Right.
That's why
it's
only
working
on d'rabbanan.
Yeah. But in other words, I thought that the Rav Kasher's usage of this marit. Okay, you might say we shouldn't paskin like those marid, or like Rav Shechter said, maybe, you know, if the Erev is down one Shabbos, you want to follow the marid, you know, mehechi teisi. But to rely on a constant basis for 40, 50 years, so we didn't think that was right. Even though, as you said, the marid himself would probably say you could do that also, and it's mashmut from the Chidush Harim that he also would have was doing it on a constant basis. And he was yelling at the other fellow for being too machmir. Right. Surah of Pesach works if you have an Omer Ruach part. Surah of Pesach does work. Yeah. Okay, so this is the marit.
Would this be a proof that it's not a wall? Because if you tell me Maruba, if it's Pirtz and Maruba and the other, then
if you're saying, if you're assuming that that's the pshat. Right. We're assuming it. In other words, the approach we're assuming now is that it's not a mechitza. It's just some type of hecker that once you have your mechitza and you need a tikkun, that's it. So, so this is the marit. Yeah. So Rav Shechter has a whole lumdus. That Rav Shechter has declared whether what's pshat in the tikkun beruach revius is it that they treat it ki'ilu there's no mechitzas there or like a carmelis or is it like a shush yachid that needs a heker? So he thought that it only works according to that tzad that it's a heker. But if you so he works it. He makes a whole lumdus of what's the pshat, and therefore, by pirtzi yeser miyeser, he thinks it shouldn't work.
And like, you could have said for the same price, I said that before Nakamoto would have done the Mokoshi
that you would. Yeah. Right, in other words, I don't think Rav Shechter, you'll read what he says. He has a whole lumdus of and based on his lumdus, he wants to categorize the Dinder Rabbanan of Pirtza And in other words, he clears. Is it a din that the mechitzas are kayim? It's just a din of nifrats, or it's a din kilo the mechitzas aren't kayim? And based on his lumdus, he puts it into categories, and then he rejects it based on. But mechitesi that you have to say these categories. Maybe just right. The Rav was into making everything into categories, so everything had to fit into a category. And once it's the categories, but you could say no, that's not Chazal didn't necessarily work with these categories. Chazal worked with chashoshos, and and not categories. You don't have to make a category that this is kilo rishos yochid, this is kilo karmelus midrash. But in other words, you don't have to. If you train to think that way, then you work with the categories. You put in the categories, and then it doesn't always work out. But if you don't have to work with the categories, then you just say that they had chashashos with their pirtzes, and then when they had certain simonim to undo the chashashos, and it was mutter. Yeah. Right. Right. But that already, Rav Kasha held that we don't have, a platy. Okay, so that's the first part. This marit. So okay, it's not muchach that you have to paskin like this marit. But lechora, what I'm saying is, I don't think it's an injustice for Rav Kasha to say that whatever the applied to the marit's case applies to Manhattan as well. You might not like the marit. Okay. So,
again, they want to apply it.
Yeah, in other words, they want to apply in any place that the seawall was not there or there was the pier. They said, okay, fine. I agree we have pirtzes, but we have the yam. Okay, now the next part of the shir is to see if there is any shitas that support the concept that the yam itself is a mechitza. In other words, say there wouldn't be a seawall around Manhattan, and say it would be all beaches. So beaches don't have a drop. Rabbi Will used to speak about Dyckman Avenue, that didn't have the drop, and there was pirtza there. That was the old discussion, that they needed a tikkun on Dyckman Avenue, Dyckman Street. Okay. So Rav Kasher tries to say it like this. There is an Or Zarua on page 12 that quotes the Bahag. Kosov b'halachas gedolos v'chein kosov b'sefer bosar al gabe gicholim. It's interesting. Usually we think that's like a name of a modern sefer, people, they weren't so, in the time of Rishonim, they didn't, have such names like that. Chidush HaRashba. Rashba could have just called it, something fancy. It's called Chidush HaRashba, So this sefer is called Bosar Al Gabi Gechol. I don't know why. So the Bahag is quoting from this sefer. Utsrichem Mosel Lemebed La'Erev, who is, in the city, you should make an Erev Chatzeres. V'hadar hadruna b'chavolim o b'tzuras ha-pesach, and you need a tzuras ha-pesach. U'movod pesi pischeh eser amo sagil b'lechi o b'kora. Okay, so if it has a pesach of eser amos, you have a lechi o'kora. V'pesi tfeh, but if it's open more, you need a tzuras ha-pesach. Then he goes further down, the second arrow, v'yisle l'masa shura. If it has a wall, inami hadron la naharta, or it's surrounded by a nahar, inami yasva al tila, or it has a drop of like a tail, so zeu eruva. In other words, you have already your built-in mechitzas, and then all you need now is an air of chatzeris. So Rav Kasher claims that, which Bukhara, it seems to say this way, that this bahag seems to be the source that the yam itself could be a mechitza, even without the drop, because he lists that as a separate category. He says, Tzuras Pesach, or shura, a wall, or naharta, or yasva altila de midli asarat fachim. And if, once you have these, one of these three things, so now you're set. Now all the thing you have to do is buy a box of matzahs and be mezakeh for the oilam. Say the whole thing. Yeah, for Persi Yasser Meyasser. I don't know about that. Because he's talking about Isla Lamasa Shura. Inami Hadron Naharta. It's mashma that. Right, it's true that he's talking about Isla. Right, but it could be that he's assuming that Tvei Meyaser Amos is that's kilo, it's garnished, and therefore now you have to start from scratch.
But in that's, pain, they say the same thing on that river, says that, and then you don't have a raya to say that it's only on Tvei Meyaser, but not on Tvei Meyaser, meaning to.
Right, no, but it could be the Marid Luchud and he's Luchud. I mean, how do you know? But it could be that the.
You don't know the Marid.
No, but I'll tell you why. Because here he's working Midin Mechitza. Here he's working Midin. The Marid clearly was working Midin Heker. He wasn't working Midin Mechitza. So he's working Midin Heker. It's Mestaber that there were. Because. The other pre-existing machine, you just need a heker. Here he's talking about, he's bringing on heavy artillery. So, that seems to be the pashtus. You could argue it seems to be the pashtus. So, the... Well, it depends. Well, we discussed what's called Nikaros. It's called Nikaros. If you're still standing on a tail, that's called Mechitzas and Nikaros. It's only not Nikaros, is either if it's too big of an area or if it's something is mafsik. Yeah, so you might need some, as Rav Shach pointed out, you might need some of it to be bolate, etc. Okay. So he quotes Rav Kasher on page 13, the Tshuva of the Shev Yaakov. He says, "B'shut Shev Yaakov, or Yaakov Katz mi Prague, miyom hivasta hakila Rotterdam. The keel of Rotterdam, nogim b'shabes heter tiltel." That in Rotterdam they always were metaltal. Metaltal b'chol ha'ir b'chovas u'b'shvakim mikotze ala kotze ke'echad min ha'yaros ha'mukofim choma asmach sh'amayim mekifim osa soviv le'ir. V'kama rabbonim asher kidmuni v'ayu morali do'asra kal kodesh Rotterdam haya poshet b'ineim l'hater v'lo potsu peh v'lo shum pikpuk al heter al tiltal sh'am metaltalim b'shabes b'chol ha'ir. Kulom ro uveshosku lo michu ushtika kehoda shmam nashitiru perushim esadover. Page 13. Frasha yisi abezdim kalkosh hag tam boil kar kodesh Rotterdam. I was the rabbi in Hag before I came to Rotterdam. Hag is samuch le Rotterdam, and it has the same type of configuration. It's an ear prazi without a choma. Rak mayim makifim osa. Miminam and Mismolam. And Afghan Bahag. And we carried in Hag also. Don't think we didn't carry in Hag. Chovas Eir. Al Smach HaMayim HaMekifim. And these Rabbanim. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Whatever it was. You can do the what? Right. Yeah. So he says, so Rav Kasher says on the next page, on page 14, that, and then he says, before we turn to page 14, on page bottom of page 13, he says, we're going to see Rav Siegel's tshuva. And then they found the Marsham Rav Siegel, the Sherpsa from the Lower East Side. So we'll see in his kuntras he talks about this. And then they discovered, that was the Shev Yaakov didn't discover that this Or Zarua. And he says that they found Or Zarua, Hilchas Erevin, that quotes the Bahag and the Basar Al Gabe Gecholim. Sheposku the masa the hadra la naharta in tzorich shem tikkun. And the Sanis lover also wrote a tshuva based on the Or Zarua. Then Rav Kasher wants to say, so maybe it's Or Zarua bahag, and he wants to do even one better. Maybe it's even a Mishnah. He wants a tiny, maybe it's a Mishnah. So it's hard to ever bring rice from a Mishnah on anything, because, you know, Mishnah, you never know what the shot in the Mishnah is. But he dug up this Mishnah on page 15. Mishnah in Taras, Paragvav Halach, Mishnah Tes. Haparan, Rishus HaYachin L'Shabbos, Rishus Rabbi Mutuma. So what's a Paran? So the Rash says, Perish ba'oruch bayis shehu omed be'emtzer rishus harabim. It's a little house that's in the rishus harabim. That's one pshat. Then the other pshat is yesh b'farshim kigon migdal sheshalosh ruchoseh besoch hayam. So you have like a gazebo that's in the middle of the sea, middle of the ocean, and one side is open to the yabasha. So you walk on the gazebo from the beach, and then the gazebo is surrounded by water on three sides. Okay, so he wants to say maybe this is some mokor that the three sides surrounding by the yam were mechitzas to the gazebo. Maybe there was a wall on it, right. But then what would be the chiddush? So you have to see, was the Chiddush to the Shabbos part or the okay, I don't know if we can, as I said, as I prefaced my remark, I don't know if you can bring such a rhyme. You know, Rav Kasher got all excited that maybe it's a Mishnah B'Pereshus like this or Zarua, and he calls it on page 14. Hinei Matzosi Mokor Nifla L'Psak Halacha Shel Bahag Shua Yisore Ikari B'Tikat Eivim Manhattan. But again, you don't need this. In other words, he doesn't need the Or Zarua because he has the Marit. Again, you might not like the Marit. You might, or maybe you think the Marit is shver, but this is good, or you might think they're both no good and throw out both.
He has the Marit because it's a seawall.
What?
He has the Marit because it's
a seawall. Right. But this would work. This had to now, even if there wouldn't be a seawall. Now, 1 second. The Sherpser, Rabbi Yoshua Siegel, in his famous kuntras. So he's also, he's the first one to give a svara. So we do have the Gemara in Megillah, you know, about the Tveria, Bukhav, you know, the Yam for Purim, you know, on Tezvav. So he says like this on page 17. This is the kuntras of Rabbi Yeshua Siegel, the Sherpser Rav, who lived in the Lower East Side in the 1800s, maybe turn of the century. El Shabbo Ata Bedvar Velachadish Veloma Dover Miuchad Mashen Shach Benatovu Emes Yesh Bchol Yam VeNahar Sosov V'Shem Mechitza Al Zeh Mishnei Ofanim. So he wants to say that every Yam and Nahar is a Mechitza from two perspectives. Chad Dayam VeNahar Ba'atzmo Mikri Mechitza Afshach Charit Shelo Einbo Mokum Shem Mislake Yud B'Tok Dalad. Because he wants a taina, in other words, like this quote, this or zaruah, this if that's the pshat. Mikol makom ha'mayim gufa soveves mikri mechitza or shus hasovei v'so. That's what Dr. Lamb was saying. Manhattan's an island. That's what he used to say. Manhattan's an island. V'hi mishum da'mayim ha'havei karmelish imidaraisa makom p'tur. So basically, you're surrounded by a makom p'tur on all sides. It's not a bar tilto in the yam. So the whole thing is, we're afraid you're going to carry in the mavoi, so you'll carry a step further. You give him, we give you a finger, you take a hand, right? But if it's not, if you can't, it's a lot of bar tilto there because it's. The yam, you're not gonna, you can't carry in the yam. So mela, the whole din of difference doesn't apply. Oh, so that is a gemosha kosev harav magid v'amarit hanal shalkein nechshav amayim gufa biyam v'nohar l'mechitza. Right, he learns the marit also that way. Right. Yeah, he's learning it like a mechitza. And the second, often bays, the harit shamayim munach bo, if it's omok yud, mislake, betoch dalid, so then it's mamish din of mechitza, and then you have the din of gurasik, etc. So those are two separate halachas. So normally, in other words, the din of tel mislake, that's, we know, we learned that's a mefurish gemara. This, you know, is not as mefurish in the gemara, so maybe the whole din doesn't exist. And he wants to suggest in his kuntras that that's the pshat in the marit in the Magen Mishnah, that it's that the yam and the orzarua and all these sources. And the svar he gives is, well, first of all, in other words, he points out that it's basically he's saying that it's a mokum tour and you're not, there's no chashash you're going to metaltel further.
Why doesn't that depend? It makes it dependent on it. Because you don't say part of the Machma also by this type of karma, so therefore the line is going to
be right.
Why
is
that true?
Right. Yeah. That's why I wanted to learn them as two separate things. He's bringing them in. I wanted to say those were two separate ideas, but okay. Yeah, he's talking about, yeah. He's talking about Manhattan. Okay, so, as I said, I just wanted to show you these makoros of where they come from. You know, Dr. Lamb's notion of an island, which I used to think, hey, where does that come from, an island? You could say that's the Gemara, but maybe the Gemara meant on. So there are those that have suggested this idea of, and maybe that's Taka the Pshat, and the Orzarua, and the Bahag, etc., maybe. And then you have this marit, which is the right. So that's the Gemara's kasha, and then the Gemara gives the teretz that the Gemara doesn't give a teretz. The Gemara says that obviously you don't say that, and then leaves it up for the Rishonim to say. So why don't you? So that was the whole second shear.
So as long as you have an island, meaning
so the answer is the Parshat Pshat is that an island is a small. Well, no, why isn't all the United States one big island? The answer is because after a certain amount of bigness, whatever shear you want to give, 32 mil, Sharia, whatever. You don't say all of the United States is one island. It's an island. The United States is not an island. Manhattan is an island. A little piece of, as big as it is, a little, a kleinigkeit. Manhattan's a kleinigkeit.
We made all around the United States.
That's the discussion. That's packet two. Ayin Shum. What? No, he's saying because you're not. It's not. Pierce Mokum Arsalo is because you might come to carry that Mokum Arsalo. But if the Mokum Arsalo is not shaykh to carry, then no. Okay. Now we're ready for bridges. Now we're ready for bridges. Oh. So, some classic tshuvas that have been written about bridges. From the early, the real early poskim, the Noda Bihuda, Chasim Sofer. So I'd like to, though the Bihuda has a tshuva, but I'd like to go right now to the Chasim Sofer. I'm very excited about this Chasim Sofer. And it's amazing, what is the status, questions like this, what is the status of a bridge? What is the status of a bridge? Okay, you ready for this one? So Zokta Chasim Sofer, a bridge, Rishus HaYachid. Bridges are Rishus HaYachid. Why? So now, you gotta, this, the different types of bridges. Page 20. Says the Chasim Sofer, in the second arrow. The first point he wants to say, again, it doesn't apply to all bridges, but that a bridge is a telem slakit. Obviously, that only applies to a bridge that has our bridges, so how does it, it's not, our bridges, well, yeah. Right, the other bridges you go up. Where do they have such bridges? Yeah. Kla? A bridge that is Maslake. When you go to Philadelphia. Oh. So if our bridges today are not Maslake, right? They're not Maslake. Reverend Pullman agreed to that. You know, all the bridges that we have here, the GW bridge and these bridges. Blah, blah, blah. But that's, I don't care about that right now. But the point I want to yeah? Going up. You get onto the bridge. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So it's it could be a telemislaket, and that could be a mechitza. Okay, you ready for this? And Mamela, once it's a mechitza, so now you have a mechitza here, you have mechitzas on the side. I mean, Rav Shechter Tain is maybe it's a mechitza tluya, but we discussed maybe it's not a mechitza tluya, because it's not, it's relating right to the, it's like a teva, the Chazanish is teva.
I spoke to him about it. I mean, originally he said something about that, and I just said when you walk in, there's a hope, which is that garbage falling off. So he said, oh, he wasn't aware of that. Like I said, it's for sure higher than 10 spot. I want to go with my kids and go and put it down in a second. Right.
Well, one second. Wait, give me a second. Okay. So the Zokta Chasim Sofer Gevaldik. No problem with the bridges. Bridges, you nifrat to Rosh Hashanah Gevaldik. You have a telemislaki going up. You have mechitzas on the side. There's three mechitzas and probably another telemislaki going down. Moyerdik. Zokta Chasim Sofer. Bridges are Rosh Hashanah. Oh, now this is the point. So someone said Chasim Sofer is writing a tshuva. You know who's writing a tshuva to? I don't know. You have to look at the beginning of Peites. He's writing a tshuva to somebody. Oh, so Zokt, the person he's writing a tshuva to. Oh, but what about the rabbim going? So maybe that mevatel to tell him it's lakit. Maybe that should mevatel to tell him it's lakit, right? And for the Chasim Sofer, that's Shita's Rebbe Yehuda. We hold what? Lo asa rabbi mevad le mechitzta. Take a look at page 21. Look carefully at page 21. Manisha lefakpek al zed, the rabbi bokim al gesher. That's he bothered by. Again, he's talking about his gesher that was a telemislakit. Ma bekach! Hakayim alam ki rabban is Rabbi Yehuda. The lo asa rabbi mevad le mechitzta. So this is a good line in the list of the rabbis of whose pastors also rabbim. That's a big name to get on your side, Chasim Sofer. Oh, now the shoyl in the Chasim Sofer says, but maybe not. Ella, this is where I'm going. Elisha Maloso, meaning the person the Chasam Sof is writing, Kosov Misvar Dnafshe Dhocha Shaini Shemi Kora Nasa L'Shem Kach La'avir Aleh Rabim. Oh, exactly. So it seems that this Shoel, the Chasam Sofer, said no, but maybe if it's Osui for to go through, so that's worse. That, like Ramosha's thing. Ramosha says, I mean, he uses it a different phraseology. The way Ramosha said it in that tshuva was, that's not, it's worse than a pirtza. The way they some quoted over here, and they say maybe that the phrase Israel said maybe like this, that Kuli Alma Osarabim, so to speak. In other words, for sure that's no good, because it's made to, and that's very close to Rav Moshe. And I believe that Rav Moshe said it because Misvara, he couldn't be so well that the Chazanish should be right, because then Ipcha Mestabra, then the biggest metropolises become a Rishus HaYochids, and so something had a... So intuitively he thought Chazanish can't be right. So what... You understand? So he has this Svara. So look at what the Chasam Sofer says. The Rav Moshe Chelek Hei Simen Chav Ches, where he argues with the Chazanish or with the buildings, and he says, why doesn't the Chazanish Cheshbon work with the buildings? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because he says that that's not called Omed Merum Bala Paritz, even though it is, because that's not called a Pirtza, because that's made for people to go through. That's worse than a Pirtza. Remember that? So Zok the Chasam Sofer, first word on the line, is Mikol Mokom. Al ze yesh lefach mikol, aval timati aleha, v'asha kosov kei misvar denaf shei chidish kodol, v'lo hei vishum raya ledvarav. In other words, Chasam Sofer says, you know, you say a svara, but you're not bringing a raya, so I'm not so, so in other words, the Chasam Sofer, there was this thing that Rav Moshe said years later, in that tshuva, was this diyan that was between the Shoyal and the Chasam Sofer. So the Chasam Sofer episode wants to bring a Raya Fakir. I don't know if his Raya is such a good Raya, but in other words... Oh. So Moshe Tuchman, Shlita, wanted to ask a kasha from Yerushalayim. So I was schmoozing with Moshe Shapiro today. So he said a svara, which I think could be true within Rav Moshe's svara. The pashtus is that Rav Moshe wouldn't say it by Yerushalayim. Why? In other words, Rav Moshe means like this, and I think he's right. It was Yerushalayim is a wall with a doorway. Avada, that's called Omed Merum Bala Paritz. That's a Pesach, that's a regular din, and that's Tolei and Osur Rabim Vadli Mechitzta. But here, there's no doorway, there's no tzur of any Pesach or anything. It's just one building and one building here. So that type of thing is worse. And in other words, only Biki Haigavna he would say such a thing, that it's made to... But Masha Enkei Yerushalayim is also made, but then he wouldn't say it, because that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that's totally an Osurab and Melo Osurab. No, because if it's a Rishus Harabim, then it's not going to work. Because if it's a Rishus Harabim, according to Rav Moshe, there's no mechitzas here. This is Mamas Rishus Harabim Daraisa. But you don't. Rav Moshe says you don't.
Yeah, that's not you have something that you have people going through.
But that's the Rav Moshe learns that that's the longest Rav Moshe saying is that that's not called Omen Meruba.
I'm just saying physically you have Omen Meruba. But I don't know how I'm saying physically you have Omen Meruba. Now we have a Shtibur Torah that meant the Chazanish that people go through it, so therefore you can't by definition say there's no Chita. But if you say that, like what Rebbe just said about Yerushalayim, that since really it had walls and it just had doorway. Again, I'm obviously working with the idea that Tzurtza Pesach works within Pesach. So I'm saying, if you put up a Tzurtza Pesach, I don't know very much.
So
this thing, maybe Tzurtza Pesach should work. Again, I understand that you're saying Tzurtza Pesach don't work to be inside, to close off Mishra Zarabas. I don't need it that way. I need it in the way that it's just emulating Mishra Lion. Like the Torah's a Pesach with two ways to do the same thing that the Sha'orim was in Mishra Lion.
No. Because you need to be a Rosh Hashanah, you need to be a Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah to start off. And you don't have a Rosh Hashanah, you're not a Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah. Yerushalayim started off as a Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah.
The promotion can still fit with the Tam Sofer, because he wasn't saying how it's the Pesach of Asi Rav. He was just saying, this is E-F-Shur that you had appeared to the Asi.
Now, I think also Rav Moshe, when it comes to the bridges also, well, we'll see what he says about the bridges in a second. No, but what I got excited about is that this svara was already a svara that was said, and in the psicha to the Tiferes Yisrael, he also says something, but it's not clear that he means that.
But he's
Okay. It is different in the law. You know, not to try the Rabbanon agree, but it boils down to the same thing in the end. Either you say Rabbanon agree, or you say this is Mitzvah Pirtz, so whatever way how you want to phrase it. The bottom line, it comes down, is no good. And you can't use the Svar of Amud Baruba to say that the Darais is taken care of. So this is the first famous tshuva of the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, we find is certain bridges are Rishusayach. Now, we know we've done the sugya on page 22 in Erevin Peites with the Gag HaBolet, right? We discussed this. Now, what's the pshat by Gag HaBolet? So if it's not bolet, then the Gag is a Rishusayach. The mechitzas go up, it's a Rishusayach. If it's bolet, so then we had a whole discussion, what's the din? So some say bolet a little bit, it's already no good. And Tosa's shita is, it has to be bolet four tfachim. And therefore, that four tfachim is what? Is a karmelis, and then the rest of the thing is nifratz to... The rest of the thing would have been mutter, but it's nifratz to a makom asur. But if it would be less than four, then it would be taka mutter. So the question is, less than four is mutter. Why is less than four mutter? So the Chazanish says, less than four is mutter, because still, you say good asik. Less than four, you can still say good asik. That's what Rabbi Badi thought, whatever. But Rav Moshe says pshat, I mean, as others have said this as well, that maybe the din of Rosh Hashayachid Ola Larakia is not because of good asik, only within Shitas HaTosfos. Within Shitas HaTosfos. So Memela, even though there's no good asik because of the Gag HaBolet, you still say what? Ola Larakia, and therefore it should have been Rosh Hashayachid, but it's nifrats to the Blita, which is for Tfachim, and then asis was nifrats L'mokam Asim. In other words, where Moshe wants to say pshat in the Tosfos, that only it's only usher the top of the Gag if it's bolet four, right? So the Chazanish seems to say because less than four you could still say good, and Moshe says a svara that no, that the din of you can't say good asik even with mashu, you can't say good asik. So then once you can't say good asik even a mashu, so what do you need the four tfachim for? So he says. So he suggests in the tshuva that maybe, and it's in the packet here, it's bracketed off, you'll see, that maybe the pshat of, that it's Ola, Rosh Hashayachid, Ola L'Rakia, that the top of the building is also Rosh Hashayachid, is not Midin Gurasig, but it's a special halacha, that if there's a Rosh Hashayachid underneath, then above is the Rosh Hashayachid, Midin Rosh Hashayachid, Ola L'Rakia, even without Mechitzis, which is a big chiddush. And therefore, it would have been mutter lulei the blita of the four tefachim. Lulei the blita of the four tefachim.
I don't understand what you're saying. If you look at the next page of the Tosfos, there's a sentence before it that part of the muscle that is on the four tefachim.
Yeah, so the Chazanish has a different shot in that.
Yeah,
in that Tosfos, Ayin Shom. That's what I'm saying. Pashup Shot, maybe that's the Pashup Shot. Okay. That's going to be a big thing, whether you say good asik to penetrate through something.
I don't mean that. I'm saying this idea that he's much chose for
Tzvachim. Yeah. The Chazon Ish learned that line differently. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe's Modeh, this is the Gemara in Mem Daled, right? About the Ma'ora. In other words, everyone agrees, and the Chazon Ish speaks about this Gemara, and Rav Moshe speaks about it, that, say, like we're walking on the street, right? That could be underneath, there's a Rishus HaYachid underneath, right? There's some, right? But if it's totally like, you know what it reminds me of? Like in Hilchas Mezuzah, you can put a mezuzah in the wall, but you have to be able to notice that there's a mezuzah there. I can't just put the mezuzah there and plaster it over. In other words, there's a certain point that that even if you want to say the svar of Rosh Hashayachid Olu Lurkia, if it's totally, you know, plastered over, so to speak, and it's not nikar b'chlal, then Kuli Alma doesn't work. It's only like the case of a gag, where there's a blita, where the gag is nikar, the bottom of the building is nikar, that it's a building there. You see that it's a shusha yachid there. It's just that there's a blita on the wall, then biki hai gavna, this could be shaykh to say, So Rav Moshe says like this, that this discussion about the gag habolet is relevant for the bridges, because Manhattan has the walls around it, right? But the bridge is what's going on top of the wall. So the question is, does Manhattan become usher because it's nifrat to the bridge? And our bridges are not like the Chasam Sofer bridges. They're not Rishus HaYachids. So they're not Chasam Sofer bridges. So Rav Moshe discusses, but maybe still we can be matirit and say that the wall underneath the bridge goes up. Midin Rishus HaYachid Olu Rakia. Not that it goes up. Midin, you know, Rosh Hashayach and Olu Rakia. What? Meaning Manhattan is Mukum Mechitz is Rosh Hashayach, so that's Olu Rakia. Meaning, in other words, there's a part that's going, here's the wall, now it's going to go over. So now you're worried that your nifrats to the bridge, which could be maybe Rosh Hasharabim, right? So how can you carry? But if you hold that the mechitz is underneath, meaning not necessarily the mechitz is underneath, but the fact that there's a din of Rosh HaYachid Olu Lurkia, so once underneath it, it's the Rosh HaYachid. So that's going to make the top, on top of it, a Rosh HaYachid also.
But once you pass on the bridge, past the
Mahar. But once I have a Rosh HaYachid there, so I have no interest in carrying on the bridge on Shabbos. So well.
I don't understand, but part of the bridge is still a Rosh Hashanah, isn't it?
No, if you assume, but once you have
the first 20 feet of the bridge is Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
And then the next 400 feet.
Good. Let it be. Let it be.
So why is it not
a problem? Let it be, because where am I carrying? I want to carry in the streets of Manhattan. Now I'm worried that in the streets of Manhattan. Are parrots to.
But the streets of Manhattan extend to the first 20 feet of the bridge. Because that's still in Manhattan.
It's still parrots.
So I'm saying once I get from foot 21.
One second. Slow. Yeah. Take a look on page 26. V'dvar haksharim ha'over in the Brooklyn, New Jersey City, near Lenin. Stay to Talibah, Shol Shlitos, the Toloi, and the three sheetas of Gaga Boli. Kutz lechitzas abayis, etc. Shall a riba toast the kolagash ben lechitzas abayis who midino shasiyach the rachmok of a bolit is karmas. In bottom line, aval anias daiti sove hariba toast the ach below lechitzas nami who shasiyachid is esh or shasiyachid ola larkia lo yifarish mitab gurasik el who midin or shasiyachid chaf mechitzas heim rak at asar kumo shumagim lo yoser tofis dino the shasiyachid al larkia. Would you agree that? This is the Mara I was telling you about. So Gabi Roshus Rabbi Gmash Badaf Samachalif. Daf Rak is Kazim Chafira. It's Lo Nikar Klal. Right. The Chen did all the key Nami after Ishkil Benira Leino Nira, the Maral Nira Begagu Nira. Aval Rosh Daf Samachbez Lo Chilak. He says it's the Tzorach Lomad the Rosh, so over the Mashur, you need the Mechitzas. So he brings in the Yerushalmi. And it's like this. Yerushalmi has a different shita. Yerushalmi holds that anything, that something in the Rishus HaRabim, Lamala Miyud, right? The Rishus HaRabim only is the first. Lamala Miyud in the Rishus HaRabim. So we normally assume it's only a mokum p'tur if it's less than dalet. Yerushalmi shita is l'mal miyud, even more than dalet, is the mokum p'tur. So it could be that part of the bridge is the Rishus HaYochid and the rest of the bridge is the mokum p'tur. So memela it's nifritz l'mokum p'tur, and memela you won't have a problem. So the Vilna Gaon happened to Paskin like this Yerushalmi. We'll see in a second. Wait. Let's see the Yerushalmi for a second. Let's see the Yerushalmi. I have the Yerushalmi here. On page 24. Heide l'chol demar Rabbi Abba Rachanina b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Zizin u'solom shem gvom asar u'chorim dalet Mutter l'kan u'mutter l'kan. Meaning, if you're in Rishus HaRabim, you could put something on it. And if you're Shus HaYachid, you can put on it as long as you don't switch. In other words, you shouldn't have somebody from the Shus HaYachid putting on it and then taking it into the Shus HaRabim because you know we don't want to have a chashash that you come to do it directly. But strictly speaking, it's mutar lakan or lakan because it has a dinu makom p'tur. So memela what? Memela, according to Rishalmi, even if the Gag is a Gag HaBolet, you could still, so therefore it's not a Rishus HaYochid, you could still carry on the Gag because it's a Mokum Tur. And the Gaon quotes this. In Shin Mem Hei, page 25, brought by the Gaon. And so Rav Moshe says, so this could be a Svara Lakula, that the bridge is a Mokum Tur. But then he says that so then he's mefalpa, but what if you hold it, you need gurasik? So then you don't have. Then you don't have gurasik. So then it comes out that the bridges are shusarabim. And then okay. Aval the read one second. Betoshes shad kinegan mechitza bottom page 27 fourth column bottom. Read betoshes shad kinegan mechitza who rishus hayochid. Rakos become nifras mokum osur. Ein latzich blod. Taktik rishus hayochid. Lo dam lashach bir betu rishus hayochid. Etc. Et Right. Okay. One second. Now, so if you want to say, like, the Ri, the Rishus Yochev is only a Kiyah, so then the bridge would have a din of Rishus Yochev, and then afterwards, the bridge would have a din of Rishus Yochev, and then afterwards, it would be the Karmelis Zumer Kompetur, but according to the other sheet, it could be that the bridge Taka is a Rishus Harab. Yeah, then later on, in that same Tosis, he quotes the Yerushalmi.
This
Yerushalmi is quoted in that Tosis.
No, but I'm saying, but Ramosha is assuming by the beginning of Tosis we make go based on the bridges, and then he's being the Tzarek, the Yerushalmi, and then arguing, it's just, how do they work together?
No, because they're two separate principles. One quick question is, how does Rishus HaYachid Ol Rakiya work? Does it work Midin Gur Asik, or does it work that Rishus HaYachid? That's one issue. You have to solve that issue. Okay? So the two ways of saying, either, right? And that'll be enough Kamina for what's the on top of the bridge.
But if that side and post would say if there's a Blita of Dalit, it's going to mess everything up, even if it's
But these are two separate issues, you understand? These are two separate issues. One issue is, what is the top of Rishus HaYachid or not? If there's a blita. So he wants to say the Ri holds that it is, because you don't need mechitzas, and the other sheet knows it not. Then there's a separate issue. Okay, now it's not a Rishus HaYachid. But what is it now? Is it a Karmelis, because it's Lamala Miyud, but it's Dalit? Do we say anything Lamala Miyud is only Mekom Petur if it's less than Dalit? Once it's Dalit, it's the Karmelis. What do you say, like the Yerushalmi, that any Lamal Miyud, even if it's Dalit, is a Mokum Petur? So that's the discussion that he has here. Oh, one second. You're mixing different.
No, but the motion
wasn't necessarily working with that, you said. Yeah. You're mixing different people.
The Moshe Pshad,
if you have a Srati and there's walls around it and you hold Loa Sarabim, so that's it. Well, we have Rav Shecht here. Wait, he's in the packet. Oh, so Moshe Shapiro wanted a taina. We can discuss this from Moshe Shapiro. That maybe a bridge is like a delt. In other words, maybe he wouldn't say it by a bridge. Maybe he was only saying it by the streets that have no concept of a Pesach. This has walls and a Pesach. So that's the regular din of Osarab and Malo Osarab. But Shein came by the streets, there's no Surah of a Pesach there. It's just buildings that come to an end and they're made to some only Miki Hagav. In other words, he doesn't introduce that Svara in the bridge Tshuva. Okay, hold, let me, okay. Okay, so in page 33, just a couple of more things, and we'll dive into this. In page 33, in Noam, Krach Aleph, there's an article by Rav Dalad Mem Kreuzer, who has a synopsis of the various opinions on bridges. So according to Rav Moshe, according to Chasam Sofer, bridges if they tell Mislakeit, is Mamash Rishus Ha Hayochid. According to Rav Moshe, it's totally on how you hold in the sugi of Gag HaBoilet. How you learn the Pshat of Rishus HaYochid Ol L'Rakia. That's what it's totally on. Now, needless to say, I have to tell you, there's a Sefer Sharei Tzion. It's a very chashuv Sefer. I'm telling you, it's very chashuv. And I bought it in Beagle's, and I have it in Brooklyn. It's out of print, but Copy Corner. You know about Copy Corner? So Copy Corner in Borough Park, what they do is they take Sfarim that are out of print, and then they copy them, and they bring them back. There's a Xerox place that Xerox's old Sfarim. So one, and then they charge a lot of money to buy them. So I couldn't resist to buy a Shari Tzion. But the Sefer Shari Tzion is written by the Bilska Rav. I once had a discussion with Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg about the Sefer Shari Tzion, because he wrote a kuntres Rav Scheinberg in the back of the Sefer Shalmei Yehuda on Muktza, and he quotes the Shari Tzion. So I didn't, at that point, I didn't know who the Shari Tzion was. So he said, the Shari Tzion, he gave the Haskama to the Mishnah Berurah. He was one of the Maskimim, right? Right? To the Mishnah Berurah. He was considered Adam Gadol Maod. If the Mishnah Berurah is going him, for who did he go to the Mishnah Berurah? He went to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. He went to the Bilska Rav. He went to Rav Shmuel Zalmville Kleptish from Warsaw. Right? These are the people that he got Haskamas from. So these were considered. And Rabbi Ezra Schwartz told me that he heard from Rav Kreisworth that in Warsaw, the Rav Benzion Sternfeld, who was the Bilska Rav, himself used to check the Erev every Friday, the Bilska. But to tell you the truth, the library doesn't have a good copy of the Bilska Rav Sefer. It has an old copy that you can't even Xerox because the whole Sefer will come apart. So I have a good copy in Brooklyn, but the library doesn't. That's why I apologize for not Xeroxing the Tshuva from the Shari Tzion. So the Bilska holds, and we'll see it in a future shiur, we'll discuss it more. The Bilska holds, and the Chazon Ish, I'll tell you, the whole piece of the Chazon Ish is to attack the Bilska. What can I tell you? He's attacking the Bilska. Where is he? Look. On page 29, that's how he said. But Sefer Shari Tzion, Siman Daled. So he says that there's no such thing that good asik can go through a wall. Because if you have it bolate, so the wall goes through. You'll tell me it doesn't. So he says, Who said? He says the Gemara. What's the source of this? Before the Rishonim, the Gemara about the Gagim, whether you need an Erev Chatzeres if you have Gagim. So if the Gagim are next to each other, so that the Mechitza is not Nikeres, then it can't go up. So therefore, then it's Nifrats, and therefore, right? So he says that's a separate din by Erev Chatzeres. By Erev Chatzeres, that we discussed yesterday, by Erev Chatzeres, you want to siphon off to make your own Erev Chatzeres. So then you need a mechitza nikeres. But other areas, mechitza nikeres, you don't need a mechitza nikeres, and it goes through. So the wall underneath the bridge is going to go up. And memela, you have your mechitza there. So that's what the Bilska says. And the Chazon Ish takes him to task, and he doesn't... Here, you take a look on page 29. At least we see it quoted in the Chazon Ish. Shevi Shari Tzion, Herich Lachlok, Al Kol Achronus Al Shenoktu Pshitus, the Gesher Mavatal Mechitza. Tov Dvarus Al Dol Omar Rav Erev and Peites, the Beinu Mechitza Nikoros, El Inyan Takodas Eruv Chatzeos. Of a lonely Inyan Mechitzas. When you need a Mechitza to make a Rishus HaYochid, then you have your Mechitza even if it's not Nikah. If you want it within a Rishus HaYachid, like we were saying yesterday, L'havdil, say Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, then it has to be Nikah. That's the Bilska's Yisod. And so Gag HaBolet would be Rishus HaYachid. Gag HaBolet would be Rishus HaYachid. Now, I don't know, is he just arguing with the Zohar Rishonim, or because the Zohar Rishonim and Peites say not that way, because they use... So there is a Ritva. No, but he's not saying that. That was Rav Moshe said. He's saying a different part. Yeah, and you should know, I was discussing yesterday with Rabbi this thing, and
There seems to be a Gemara that they quote, I'm not going to tell it to you now, that seems to say that you can say good asik through a mechitza. Should I tell you now a little bit? I'll give you a little, because you're listening to this? I think the Bilska quotes this. Well, others quote it, the Bilska quotes it. But the sugya, and this is what Rabbi said to me yesterday right away, he said the sugya of kippah. Because the sugya of kippah, what's the sugya of kippah? You have an archway. So what's the archway? You have first it's straight, right? And then inside there's an archway. So the Gemara says over there, you see a raya, there's a question, we're going to have a whole shiur on this, where they have two, you have a konami kan, a konal gabeim, the verse is ein tzarech liga. He'll be hovering on top. And the Gemara brings a raya from kippah. Because kippah, what's the kon al gabeim? Is the top. But there's, and in other words, so the mezuzah's mikan, or when it goes like this, and then it's an arch, and right? And then on top is the mashkaf. And it's arch ligo. So the question is, how does it get? How does it get from the here through the bricks to here? It's mafsik. So you see from there, that even you could say gurasik through a mechitza.
As what? You have a lefty or the walls of the arch?
The walls of the arch are the kon mikans. So
how are they? How are they?
They're blocked out. But
how are they being blocked? I mean, the arch doesn't. The arch goes this way. They'll just keep on going straight.
No, no. But yeah, I'll give you the other way here. I'll show you. Show and tell. You're out from the base. You see, this part is the thing, and then this top is the kon al gabeim, and how does it shoot through? So that's the question. There's a lot to say to this. So someone to bring a ride from this Gemara that is, because this is, comes up a lot of advice I'm discussing with Rabbi Bali, the union of the utility pole. The utility box. This is a big thing. When you make an Erev, and you want to use the wires of the telephone poles, so sometimes what they used to do is put 10 tefachim lechi on the bottom, and you say gurasik. But the question is, so sometimes there's that little box in between. So that's the question. So you say gurasik through, you know, so that was the. Oh, so that's the. So all this is part of the discussion. Okay, but I really didn't want to talk about that now. I just want to, yeah, just take a look. So take a look now at page 34. So he quotes the Chasam Sofer. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So because of the Tel HaMislaki. Then an O Zion, he quotes the Bilsker, Shari Tzion of Bilsk. That he says it over differently. In other words, he discusses whether Shusha Yachid is over Rakia, but yeah, take a look on 35, the first arrow. All cause of Shari Tzion Lahakir, he saw Shita Sasar Mikutzi, that the Mechitza Shein and the Keres Mahani, Bein Linyan Shavir, Shusha Yachid, Bein Linyan Peres Milo, Lamokam Asuba. That was against. So it was the Taka Rishon, let's say that, and then it comes out that din of Mechitza and Nikaros is only by Erev Chatzeres. Then the second arrow, page 35, is, if you remember, weeks ago our friend Eitan Schnall said, "Why isn't every bridge a Chayur Shusayachid?" Remember that? You said that. So the Sefer Tikkun Erevin. And the Rav Moskowitz, the Shatzerov, he said, maybe it's a Chor Rishus HaYachid, just like the halacha is, if you have a chor, if you have a window and daf HaBolet from the window, and this is better, there's no Dover HaMafsik. We discuss where the porch is a Chor Rishus HaYachid with the Delos of Mafsik, not Mafsik, right, through Shechter and others, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Here it's not Mafsik, so it's. So maybe it should be a Chorer Shusayachid. And he says, Shut Mayim Rabin says this, but the Chelkas Yaakov from Breish
says, yeah, but what about the Tzad HaSheni is Paritz L'Karmelis, so therefore the Chorer Shusayachid should therefore be Paritz L'Karmelis, and therefore Ois Chorer Shusayachid. Let's start to have to think about that. Okay, now one second. So, and then there's the tshuva of the Noda Behuda that you should take a look of that says it's a pirtsa. So these are comes like this, that it could be a bridge of Rishus Harabim Gomor Midaraisa, like Rav Moshe suggests. It could be it's Rishus Hayachid, either based on the Tel HaMislakid, or based on Rishus Hayachid Ol Rakia, or based on the Bilster, that the Mechitza itself goes up. It could be it's Mokum Ptur based on the Yerushalmi. And then, so Rav Shechta has a discussion here about the bridges.
Well,
side and then the bottom one. Then, so Rav Shechta, says, you know, the Chor should be a Rishus Harabim based on his thing that the bridge is the ultimate Sratya, and like you were saying, he says that here on page 37, that it's the ultimate Sratya, and therefore there's no help. So you can't just put up a Tzuras HaPesach. You see, some want to rely that the bridge itself is a Tzuras HaPesach, right? The shape of the bridge is a Tzuras HaPesach. But Rav Shechta said, which is, I think, very accurate, that on the bridge itself is a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. So it's not going to help for the bridge itself. So you want to be, that should matir further down, but it has to, for a Mechitza to be matir, it has to be matir right in front of it. Right? If you can't be matir right in front of it, you can't say, well, Mechitza only works 30 yards from here.
What about the toll
plazas? Yeah, one second. So he says, therefore, to really masakin a bridge, you have to make sure the bridge is a Rishus HaYachid. So if you have two mechitzas on the side, then you have to have three mechitzas on the bridge itself. So that's not so simple. That's not so simple. And the bridge l'chara is a Rishus HaRabim without that. Related mechitzas is the Rishus HaRabim. He's assuming that's the ultimate Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, the only way to be machkia is to make it Rishus HaYachid. But to make it Rishus HaYachid, you need three mechitzas. But how are you going to get three mechitzas? But then he says another svara, he quotes from Chacham Echad, that maybe you could say that the whole din of nifrits doesn't apply to bridges. Because basically, nothing is nifrits. Meaning, the whole Rishus HaYachid is still up. So you're standing underneath the bridge, you still have a mechitza to relate. So it's a funny type of nifrits. Nifrits usually means that a wall is broken, or part of a wall, now you're nifrits. But Lamaisa here, is, I want to carry on the ground. So it's nifrits like Lamala, but maybe that's not a din of nifrits if I have all my mechitzas. If none of my mechitzas are gone, so maybe that's not called nifrats to be nifrats, lamala, if you have all your mechitzas underneath. And then that would make this whole discussion obsolete. But all the poskim that would mean dan, we're assuming that there is a nifrats, but maybe that could be another possibility. That whatever it is, let the bridge be whatever it is, but it's no din of nifrats. And Rav Bick writes in his Shuvi, he thinks that is a din of nifrats, and it's a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, the bridge, Sratya, and therefore you need losses, and therefore you don't have the losses.
How about Itikar? You can't consider the bridge has like four poles and a roof on top of it.
Where's the roof?
I mean, each bridge, you have the cars underneath the roof, in a sense. There's all metal beams on top of the cars.
But you wanted to say before.
And you wanted a broken bridge, you have all beaming on top of the cars. Every couple of feet there's beams, metal beams.
Where?
On top of the cars, there's beams.
If you ever go to the Brooklyn
Bridge, you'll see.
Well, explain to me.
No, up there. Brooklyn Bridge has one deck.
Where are the beams? What beams?
Go on to the Brooklyn Bridge. Where the
Which way are they going?
They go this way. Across.
Barochov. Yeah, they're holding the over. Are they hovering over the cars?
Yeah,
absolutely. With the bridge. Take a look.
What happened?
What? Like this, Rabbi.
This is the bridge. This is the bridge. You have beams like this, and the cars are going this way.
Yeah, but how big? It has to be four tefachim. It's a four tefachim.
Yeah, absolutely. The beams are like this. They're very big beams.
Take a look. So it's Makura. All the bridges are Makura.
Take a look. Look at all the bridges.
Some of them.
Actually, you have like a lower deck.
Oh, the lower deck. Okay, the lower deck.
The bridge has only one deck. And you'll see the
whole. Yeah, we have to see.
Not the
okay, so Bekitzer, these are the Yisodos of the Mayim, the discussion of the Marit and the Chidush Harim, or Zeruah, the Bahag, the Magid Mishnah, the Mishnah in Taras, and then the discussion of the Sharim, and then bringing in Rav Moshe's old thing, tying it in with the. And you'll see in the article in Noam. He quotes a Teferis Yisrael that his claim says the same thing as the Shoal and the Chasam Sofer, which may or may not say that. But and then that's the thing. The Stam of the Chasam Sofer would say the same thing to Rav Moshe. The Bada, you know, Svarim Ivanafshe. But that was Rav Moshe's Mahalach. Rav Moshe's Mahalach was that he was very into Svara. And that was, if you look in the article that the Tshuva, that the Satma Rebbe in Divrei Yoel wrote to Rav Moshe about Mechitza and Shul, so he says this critique on Rav Moshe, that he's using too much svaras and has to be whatever. That's a different mahalach in learning. Okay.